okay, comparison is actually what could be killing your growth as a founder, as a business owner, as a leader, killing you from what you want to accomplish. And how do you recognize it? How do you overcome that? And that's exactly what we're going to be talking about on today's Speak and Get What You Want podcast with the great Reagan Moore. How are you, Reagan?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fantastic. You know, you and I have talked a lot about this trap that so many people fall into, comparison. And now more than ever has that been one of the greatest challenges people face with social media and people being caught up in what everyone else seems to be doing. And Reagan, years ago, I had a mentor who taught me this principle, and that is this. He said, don't park where everybody else parks. And let me just go back a step further. I was a few years ago, we were going to a 4th of July fireworks show here in the United States. And we were driving and everyone was parked so far away from the venue. And as we were driving, Chase and Chandler, two of my younger boys, were like, Dad, we need to park. We need to park. Because look, everybody's walking. Everybody's walking. And I said, yes, but don't park where everybody parks, right? Don't compare what you're doing with what other people are doing. And so they're like, no, we're going to have to walk even further. And we just drove all the way up to the very front and there were parking spots there. And we parked there and they're like, oh my goodness, how did we get so close? And I said, because there's a true principle, don't park where everybody else is parking. And that comparison of, oh, they're walking, I should probably be walking, really is preventing you from really achieving what you hope to achieve. And Reagan, I know you've seen it and how detrimental it can be because you live in that social media space. So first, let me ask you this. You're a very successful influencer. Have you ever fallen into that trap yourself?
Oh, all the time. I feel like it's so easy to compare what you're doing to what other people are doing, especially when there's trends and when there's things that you want to hop on so you can, you know, oh, this person did this trend. I need to do that exact same trend so I can grow like they grew. You know, even if it's not exactly aligned with what I do, I can still make it work. And whenever I've done that, it never works out. Whenever I try to copy someone else, whenever I'm like, oh, I'll just do what they did, never. It never has worked out for me. And so what I found works is sticking to myself and finding out what aligns with me and what I'm doing and what I believe in and what feels good and what feels right. And every time it takes off, every time it does well, when I choose to like not compare and just do whatever I want to do.
Interesting. So you've literally watched other people have success doing things that are different than what you do, but you're like, ah, oh, you know what? You've caught yourself in that trap and you're like, well, I'll go ahead and just do it that way as well. And it just doesn't work out.
Yeah, it never does. But it's scary to do the other thing, right? To just do what you want to do and what you think feels right, because there's a risk involved. Like you say, don't park where everyone else is parking. You're taking the risk by, you know, driving past everyone, thinking that there's going to be a parking spot open up, and everybody else, you know, Chase and Chandler in the car saying like, Dad, there's not going to be a parking spot, just park back here, you know, so we don't get stuck walking farther than we had to. And you're like, eh, I'm willing to take the risk. And that's kind of what you have to be willing to do. You have to be willing to not just settle and not compare yourself to other people and not say, okay, this works for them, I'll do that because that's comfortable. But you have to be willing to take that risk and step out of your comfort zone into what you feel is right and what is aligned with you and what you feel like will be the most successful, because 99% of the time your gut is right.
Right. Well, but keep in mind, let's just back this up a little, Reagan. I say that now more than ever, that comparison trap has been is difficult as it could be, but because of social media and everything going on with that. But even before social media, and you're kind of in an interesting age because you lived prior to social media being a big influence. And then you now, obviously your generation is very immersed in social media. But even before social media was in a was as big as it is now. We compared ourselves even in school. What'd you get on the test? And, you know, my happiness of a 92%, I'm super excited about that 92% until I find out that my three friends all got 98%.
No, it's true. And it's true. It starts at a young age.
We do. We start comparing and we're like, oh, I don't want to look that way. I don't want to feel that way. But you mentioned something really powerful there. You said, I'm most successful when I'm just me. How did you come to terms with that?
I feel like it takes a lot of trial and error. Like I don't believe anybody's ever born and goes through life and just always is just truly themselves, right? You're always evolving. You're always figuring out who you are. You go with the crowd at one point and then you realize that's not you. And then you try something else and you realize that's not you. I feel like it's really just coming back to you and saying, okay, I like this. I don't like this. This feels like me. This doesn't feel like me. And going with whatever the energy is, where it feels good, that's the direction you need to be headed in. Because you might want something so bad and you might want to do something so bad and it just does not feel right. But everyone else is doing it and everyone else is successful in it. And if it doesn't feel right, if the energy isn't there, then you're not going to find success in it because it's not you. It's not aligned with who you are. And so I just feel like that's the most important thing for me as I've grown on social media over the last 6 or 7 years. Just to align myself with like who I am, what I'm doing, and okay, like where's the focus, right? Because if you're focused on what other people are doing, then it's going to be discouraging every single time and you're never going to get the exact same results. So that's really important to kind of do like a little self-check-in and say, okay, what am I doing? Am I comparing myself to other people or am I really focused in on what I'm doing and what I want to be doing and where I'm going?
Right. Because I mean, we all, and that's risky though, Reagan, that's risk. So how did you become comfortable taking that risk? Because if we copy somebody else, okay, if we compare ourselves to somebody else and we're like, okay, I'm just going to do what they're doing because I'm looking at their success, and we can actually blame other people and be like, oh, so if you tried something on social media and you're like, oh, that failed. Well, you know what? She's the reason why I did that, or he's the reason why I did that. I was comparing myself to them. So we take a sense of, we step away from responsibility there a little bit. And so it's not a direct reflection on us. But when you choose to not compare yourself to other people and you choose to step out on your own, then it's risk because there's no other finger you can point that to. You're just saying, that's me. So how have you become comfortable with that?
That is, like you said, there's ownership involved when you decide to do that. But something I saw a lot of people do, whether, you know, on social media, whether they were in ads and they taught you how to run ads, or they're in the cosmetology industry and they do hair or nails or whatever, a lot of them have said that they will choose to block other people in their industry or just not follow them. And at first I was like, oh, that doesn't feel right to me because you should support everyone, right? And try to make friends and whatever. It's this community aspect to it. But as I've grown more in, you know, on social media, I've learned, okay, that's actually very strategic, because then as I've done that myself, I don't catch myself scrolling and thinking, oh, okay, they're doing this. I should be doing this. And there is power, you know, in some things where you can go to your competitor's profile and see, okay, what worked for them, you know, and evaluate that way. But you have to do it in the right mindset, because if you're over there and then all of a sudden you start comparing your work to their work, that's not right. I think there's a healthy way to do that. And then I think there's a very unhealthy way to do that. So if you have this obsession with comparing your work to others or comparing where you're at to where somebody else is at, then you should not be looking at anybody else's profile. Like, you should not be looking at anybody else's business. You need to get back into the books, right? Get back into the basics, write in your journal, meditate, pray, like go back to who you are. And then use social media to magnify that. Use it as a magnifying glass or whatever it is you're doing with your work. Magnify you. But you can't do that when you're sitting there scrolling, comparing constantly and constantly. So if you're in a place where you're like, I'm confident in where I'm going, I know who I am, I'm doing what I need to be doing, I think you can go to, you know, your competitor's profile and say, what's working for them? You know, if you're doing it out of curiosity or out of a way to support. I mean, I think that's very healthy, but you need to be in the right frame of mind. So I think step one, you need to sit back and you need to be able to come back to who you are and do those things every single day before, you know, so you don't fall into that comparison trap.
So Reagan, how do you balance between, okay, I want to learn from others, but I don't want to fall into this trap of comparing myself to others, right? Because there will always be someone with more followers. There will always be someone who makes more money. I remember years and years ago, I had a friend who was running a pretty successful business. But his father-in-law was even running an even more successful business, right? And so he was very happy with who he was. And I was like, wow, this is really successful. And he goes, but Chad, let me tell you something. There will always be people who make more money. There will always be people who have perceived greater success. He goes, so you have to be very comfortable with who you are so you don't get caught chasing constantly what, oh my goodness, this person's ahead of me, this person's ahead of me, this person's ahead of me. So how do you balance between, okay, I want to learn from these people, but I don't want to fall into the trap of comparing myself with these people?
I think that goes back to confidence. And when you're insecure and when you're feeling insecure, you're going to compare yourself to other people. And when you're spending too much time on social media, when you don't, you know, when you're not taking that time every single day to take care of yourself, then you will fall into that trap. I think it goes back to who am I, what's important to me, writing it down. To me personally, it's very important that I have that time in the mornings to go to the gym, to exercise, to take care of my body. And then I sit down and I journal and I meditate and I pray and I study, whether that's in like books or whether that's, you know, another language, whether that's for business, whether that's social media, you know, and I connect with God and I take the time to do these things. And then I can start on a really clean slate and have a whole day ahead of me to where I know who I am and I know where I'm going because I took the time in the morning to be able to establish that and say, okay, this is what I'm doing today, right? This is my goal for the day. I choose like one goal for the day because I've got two little kids and I've got a lot going on. And so one is like very manageable, but it also stretches me enough to where I'm like, okay, I've got to hit this one thing. And once I am able to get clear on what that goal is, really like figure out my own confidence and make sure I'm in check, I'm able to move forward down the path towards that goal. And I don't get caught up in scrolling through social media as much. I don't get caught up in comparing myself to other people because I feel confident in who I am because I took the time to get to know who I was. So I think when you're insecure and when you start your day off, you know, scrolling, you get out of bed, you scroll, you look around, you're like, oh, I'm in a bad mood, so I'm not going to work out today. I feel like crap, so I'm not going to do this. That kind of mentality, you're just asking yourself for failure. I mean, you're never going to be successful when you do something like that.
Well, and what you said there, Reagan, I think was really powerful. People that really fall into that comparison trap are people that don't really know what they want. You're like, I know who I am. I know what I want to accomplish. And understanding that really keeps you from falling into the comparison trap. What I've seen with a lot of business owners, a lot of founders of companies is they're not really clear on what they want. And so they're just going through the motions and they find themselves comparing. You know, I was talking to a very, very successful business owner who has done really well for himself, but he's always calling me, telling me how successful other people are. And I'm like, well, you're really quite successful yourself. And so I asked him a follow-up question and I said, what is it that you really want? And he goes, I don't know. And then I thought, therein lies the challenge, because you're making a lot of money, you're having tremendous success, but you're constantly firing off stuff. Well, look at how successful this person is. Look at how successful this person is. And you're in that trap because you don't know what you want. So therefore you're looking around and seeing other people be successful and you're not even seeing what you're accomplishing.
Yeah. And I think that's where, you know, that's a big reason why I set one goal a day for myself too. Because if I can set one goal and I can keep my eye on that goal and I can say, okay, I need to be able to accomplish this one thing today. And I'm able to get that done. I usually do, you know, 1 to 3, depending on how big the goals are. But if I'm able to at least get one thing done, I feel so good about myself. And it also makes you like happier for other people. So I can see
Right.
competitors online, or I can see other people who are finding the success, and I can be like, good for them. Like, I'm so happy they just took that vacation that they worked so hard for. I'm so happy that their business is doing so well. I'm so happy, you know, and you're able to be confident and successful for them, or happy for their success, because you already know who you are, and you know, you've recognized your own success. You were able to accomplish something that day, and you just continue to find ways to feel good about yourself, because we all want someone to come wrap their arm around us and say, oh, good job, you're doing a great job, you know? But that's not going to happen every day. That's not going to happen ever. I mean, maybe every once in a while someone will do that. But if you base your confidence in what other people think and getting a pat on the back, you're never going to feel truly fulfilled.
Oh, that is so true. And keep in mind this. So I'm going to be extremely vulnerable right now, and so people can mock me all you want. But Cassie and I go out, my wife Cassie and I go out to dinner at our favorite steakhouse, and she likes to get a filet, okay? That's what she loves at this steakhouse. I love their chicken tenders, okay? Mock me all you want. You're like, what are you, 8 years old? Okay, I love their chicken tenders. So she's sitting down with her filet, and I'm sitting down with the chicken tenders, right? Now, I could order a filet, but that's not what I wanted. I wanted the chicken tenders, right? And I'm very happy with my chicken tenders. And she's very happy with her filet. But if I was sitting there looking at her filet going, well, you know, it must be nice. I have these chicken tenders and you have a filet, right? But I love the chicken tenders. I'm totally happy because it's what I want, right? And so we can either be content, unclear on what we want, or we can just keep looking around at other people. You know, I had James Malinchak on the podcast a few weeks ago, and he shared the story where, you know, he'll be driving in his convertible along the beach, and people will be like, oh, must be nice, must be nice. And he's like, well, if that's what you want, then go get it. If you want the filet, then do what you have to do to order the filet. But don't just sit down at the restaurant and complain about what other people are eating when you have no idea what you want. And so you choose to compare and complain. Now, Reagan, how important is gratitude in overcoming that comparison trap?
It's everything. Because even, I mean, like what you said, you're very grateful for your chicken tenders, right? And so you're sitting there eating these chicken tenders, and you don't care what anybody else is saying about you, because you're very grateful for your chicken tenders. And so you have to be able to, or James Malinchak, you know, he's probably got people who are sitting there saying things about him and the way he's spending his money and the way he's showing it off or whatever. And so you've got to be able to make these decisions and say, I don't care what other people are going to say, because they're going to say stuff. They're going to talk bad about you. They're going to say, who is that, you know, middle-aged man ordering chicken tenders? Who is that guy over there showing off his convertible on the beach? Like, who does he think he is? You know? And so I think when you're able to recognize your wins and recognize, hey, I love these chicken tenders. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for this convertible. I worked so hard for it. Gratitude changes your whole mindset, because you don't care what other people say. If someone else is going to say, man, I wish I had that, man, you're so lucky, or, oh man, I, you know, I don't get this because of this, 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 and this. You're able to confidently sit there and just let them talk, let them complain without it getting to you, without it affecting you, and without it affecting your energy, when you realize really how much you've been blessed with. And so I think it's everything.
That is, yeah, absolutely. You know, it's crazy. I was on the phone with TK Stratton last week, and he shared with me, he said, Chad, it's amazing to me how much people care about what other people think of them. He's like, I'm stunned by it. He goes, do you realize, and TK has done so well and had so much success, and he goes, but do you realize how many people say negative thoughts about me? Negative words about me all the time. He goes, I've gotten to the point where it's almost sometimes humorous. You know, he bought this landmark building in Scottsdale, and he's like, he gets people saying negative things about him all the time. He's like, oh, okay. I didn't buy this for you. I'm not doing this for you. I'm not worried about it. And he's very grateful for what he has. And that negativity is something he doesn't get caught up in at all. Because the lack of gratitude, if you replace that with negativity, then that's when that comparison really gets magnified. And yeah. it makes all the difference.
No, it's true. It's true. And TK2 is one of those people who is very humble and who is very grateful for what he has. And it's just a good example to me, to you, to all of us that, you know, we can do big things, we can do little things, but whatever it is that makes us the happiest, like, that's exactly what we should be doing regardless of what is happening or not happening around us. Like, you can find peace and joy within yourself in such a negative and comparison world. I mean, it's possible.
Well, and Reagan, I literally ordered the chicken tenders. We literally get to choose what we want. We get to pick the items on the menu, right? We literally choose it. And what happens, what I see, people that have fallen into that comparison trap, choose the chicken tenders and then complain about not having the filet. And so they compare because they haven't taken the time, energy, or effort to go make the right decisions for them and go create their own future. TK tells me all the time, Chad, the best way to predict the future is to go and create it. So spend less time comparing yourself and spend more time creating, with gratitude being that foundation to help build it for you.
Love it.
And that's the key. The reality is this, Reagan, and you mentioned this at the beginning, we all get caught in that trap. Everyone gets caught in the comparison trap at some time. The question becomes, how long are you going to hang out in that space? How long are you going to spend comparing yourself? Or are you going to immediately pivot and start showing gratitude to get out of that place? And that's the key.
That's a very powerful question. No, that's a very powerful question that everyone should go home, write down, ponder, and continue to answer over and over again. I love that.
Love being with you, Reagan. Love what you share. Love watching your success. Thanks for being with us. Have a tremendous day, everyone. All right, bye now.